This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Express them with my friends Jen and Victoria and Kara. What do you think of the Defense Department yesterday sending an additional 560 troops to Iraq? So this is,
it's like the word lie.
Well, but it's okay, we're getting out. We're getting out of Afghanistan. No, we're not. We're getting out of Iraq. No, we're not. So what are we going to do? Where are we going to put these people? Supposedly, it's the last time that we will add more troops. So that's what they said, the last time.
Until it's not the last time.
Until it's not the last time. So I find...
I mean, people just need to stop saying it's the last time, because you can't predict the future, and you don't know what's going to happen. So just stop telling everybody, oh, this is it, this is it. Mm-hmm. And then some disaster happens, and then you need to have more troops there.
Yeah, because politically it sounds good to say, oh, this is, we're not going to do it. We're going to pull everybody out. But then you start learning the reasons why the people were there in the first place. And, you know, you can always go back and argue about the decisions that brought them there, and that's fine. But the situation is the one that you're dealing with today. And sometimes it's not as cut and dry as you think. And the stuff with going on with Iraq, I mean, the vacuum was created when the troops were pulled out of Iraq too soon to begin with. Now that Iraq was captured by a lot of ISIS forces, and we've made some strides in working with other people like Russia and Syria and the U.S. working to push ISIS out of Iraq, now you do have to add more troops to keep it stable. Otherwise, they come back in, or even worse yet, maybe a group that we don't even know about yet comes in and tries to take over. So I mean, you need those stabilizing forces once you push the bad guys out, or the different guys.
In a moment, an important story from Old Cape Cod about a sand sculpture that has been banned.
Two reasons why you like it, right, Dougie?
But first, my mind has wandered into, I just saw a very important item for all of you, and I want to couch it in terms of a conversation I had yesterday. Yesterday, I may have said this on the air, I was involved in a court case, a deposition that took me almost 7 hours, being deposed by a couple of lawyers for a law firm that I'm suing. And one of the things, we're involved in this thing regarding my house in Santa Monica, and one of the things they asked me was what I did to improve the home. And I told them that I ripped out all the carpet that was here and put in bamboo flooring, hard flooring. The carpeting, when I walked through the door and I bought this place, smelled like I was in a dog pound. It was that bad. And so I came across something. I've said this on the air. Jennifer's heard me say this. Maybe you haven't, Karen. You haven't, Victoria, heard me go off on how bad carpeting. I'm talking about wall-to-wall installed carpeting.
So toxic.
You have no idea how horrible this is.
Yep.
The norovirus that causes stomach cancer survives in an unclean carpet for over a month. You can walk in, have had it vacuumed, you can do all kinds of steam it, and that stuff stays in the fabric. There are other things, the carpeting, there's some of you on, there's a difference, excuse me, I have a lot of, I happen to like rugs, the difference between rugs and carpet.
Right.
The rugs, the oriental, or Asian, depending on your point of view, the oriental rugs are entirely different in the way that you clean them and the way you take care of them and the number of germs that are in them. But if you look at, we've talked about sponges and how dirty they really are. Mm. And that thing you use to clean the toilet in your bathroom that you put in that can. Ugh. But they're nothing in comparison to the horrors of what you can find in wall-to-wall carpeting. It is, you can take several pounds of soil off the top of the carpet, and under the carpet is more of that soil, more of that dirt, more of that grease, more of that grime, because it filters through the backing of the carpet and gets under the floor and it just stays there. So when the, if you clean your house with a really good carpet, even the steam cleaning carpets, they only go to the surface down to what the, to the backing of the carpet. They don't go underneath it.
Well, and then there's the second problem with that. You're right about like the surface dirt and everything. But then when you steam clean wall-to-wall carpets, all of the chemicals that are used to make wall-to-wall carpets then get heated up and become even more carcinogenic.
Right.
So there's a two-fold approach here that is, people really should understand and make a choice to not use wall-to-wall carpeting. It's so toxic.
It's not really, it's really horrible for you. It really
remember means. When, you know, the weird thing is how the trends have changed with carpeting, too. When I moved into, when I bought my grandparents' house, the place was carpeted. And I was, that was the first thing I wanted to do was rip it out. And I thought I was going to have to buy flooring for my house. There were beautiful wood floors underneath the carpet.
The old timers used to cover up all the great floors with that stuff.
Yeah,
to have wall-to-wall carpeting. It's very interesting how things change. This was a move, as you're suggesting. I remember all the houses that were built around me. The pads and slabs, and they used to put cement floors down. They put that carpet on top of it, and to be, oh, this is really a luxurious place because it has this luxurious carpet. Ah! What we know now versus what we knew then, it is really toxic stuff. So if you're in a place and you have the opportunity, I mean, maybe this is the way to gauge it. Any apartment building that was made out of wood and had carpeting on the floor, walk into it, and you'll think to yourself, hey, all these buildings sound, I mean, smell the same. They do for a reason. It's because of what is in the carpet, especially if there are people smoking in the building. But that doesn't have
well,
anything to do
with it.
Well, just
think about how all hotels smell the same.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the same stuff. Right. Yeah. So word to the wise. Okay, in a moment, a sand sculptor in Cape Cod has some people riled up. I can't possibly imagine why that would be the case. We will discuss the pros and cons of this certain sand sculpture in a moment. Here, stand by, 13 after the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the have and the have-dones. The haves enjoy social climbing, 60-foot yachts, and high tea. The have-dones enjoy rock climbing, 60-minute massages, and low mane. Looking for fun things to do? Think Groupon. Need a massage? Think Groupon.
Find a new restaurant? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
16 after the hour. Doug and Jen and Victoria and that whoever, that who's that person that's running the control panel?
That person. That, oh, like you
yeah,
people?
Keep saying yeah, that. And I've got control of your mic over here.
You should also have a buzz button that you can give him a little jolt of electricity.
Give him a shock to his pink underpants.
Let me ask the engineer how I can get one of those.
Okay. All right, so here's the story. This sort of sounds like a story from there. Is the story. There is a story about a sand sculpture of a rather well-endowed mermaid that's sitting in front of a restaurant on the Cape. And so the problem is that some people really, really, really like it, and some people really, 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 really don't like it. Here's the story behind the story of this mermaid.
Is this mermaid a work of art or indecently busty? That deep question has roiled Cape Cod. After a Facebook post of the sand sculpture on the Yarmouth Police Department page was greeted with several complaints and off-color remarks, resulting in the post being removed. The mermaid is one of 41 sculptures at Yarmouth businesses meant to draw in the public. But the top-heavy half-woman, half-fish at Salty's restaurant on Route 28 has become a bit controversial.
Now, Ray, you have yourself a buxom mermaid here that has stirred up some controversy. Do you think it's possible that her breast is too big?
No, I think it goes into what my logo is, and I think that it's covered. It's not nudity. It shouldn't be censored. And, you know, it's a mermaid. We don't even know what mermaids really look like. I've never seen a live mermaid. It's crazy that this has stirred up so much controversy. But I think it's because of its art, and it's been censored, basically, by the, you know, the town and the Yarmouth police. They pulled it down off their website, and that started everything right there.
Oh my God. We haven't seen one in real life.
My favorite thing about the article I read about this is he was just talking about censorship, and the police chief says, our intent was not to, you know, to censor it, but then the next quote says, he personally thinks the mermaid is fantastic. The police chief really likes this mermaid.
Then we post a picture of it.
We're
going to
post
Twitter.
Pictures of this everywhere. Yeah.
And you can tell us if you're offended. I love, do you think your mermaid's too busty? It's like, hey, can you walk up to a woman on the street and be like, ma'am, I'm sorry, you're a little too busty.
Yeah, please go home, change, or do something like that.
But I love that he's hopeful that mermaids exist.
I know. We haven't seen one yet.
We haven't seen one yet in real life, so we don't know what they really look like.
Well, did you guys hear, this is kind of off topic, but did you hear that those weird bones were like washed up on the shore where the Loch Ness Monster was supposed to live, and so people are like, there he is. We finally found him.
Loch Ness Monster is dead.
Yeah, weird bones that looked just, it was just a week or so ago.
I was down baling some hay in the back field the other day, and there were some bones that we had uncovered. I uncovered them when I mowed and then raked the hay up. There were bones of cows that had been buried or that they were used as bait for coyotes or something like that. And if the average person walked by that and saw those bones, they'd be all weirded out by it.
Well, did you hear the guy playing Pokemon Go, or the woman playing Pokemon Go found a body?
Oh. No.
Like a human body?
No.
Yeah, I heard that. Is that the one that was like in the river or something? She,
really?
Yeah, she's playing Pokemon, and Pokemon was hiding behind a skull or something. I don't know. She just came across a dead body.
Wow. Do you know what the latest craze? This is from the Doug Food Department. There is a new, this is how crazy people have become. You know what watermelons look like, right? They're round, plump, firm.
Like the busty mermaid. Sure.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
There is a new watermelon that has been developed by our friends in the GMO world that is square.
Oh.
Just wrap your mind around the image of a square watermelon.
They're not as fun as the round one.
And then just ask yourself, why?
Exactly.
21 to the hour.
Easier to cut.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my plan. Make it last forever. Friendships never end. If you wanna be my lover,
if you wanna be my lover. You Wanna Be?
Shot from 1966 by the Spice Girls.
Watch it, buddy.
What do girls want? What do they really, really want? There's a song with a message. And the song is back again, wrapped around the UN project. Everybody seems to be interested. There's a video with all kinds of people that are lip-syncing to this song. This was put together by the fellow who produced Love Actually, Richard Curtis. The video shows a lot of girl groups from around the world lip-syncing and dancing to this song against the signs calling for equal pay, end of violence against women, that sort of thing. And it's already gotten 1.5 million views on YouTube, where there's a message that goes with it that urges you to share a photo with a sign stating, quote, what you really, really want for girls and women. So, having said that, I was having a conversation with my colleagues, Kara, Toria, Jennifer, about a posting on ESPN of naked athletes that are going to the Olympics. And there are several that are quite attractive. A lady I've never seen before, Adeline Gray, who's posted here. And there are a bunch of others. She's the one that I saw that seemed, there's a woman named Del Donne. Is that how you, D-E-L-L-E-D-O-N-N-E? She says, we're the most elite players in the world. Strong and beautiful, essential. I agree with all that. But don't you feel like you're being used? I mean, why not? Let's talk about what you do as an athlete rather than show pictures of you naked in the gym.
Well, I think a lot of women who are in great shape like that are proud of their bodies.
I think they ought to be.
Obviously, if we're forcing them and pressuring them, that's not cool. But if they say, hey, this is, I want to show people who I am all the way down.
So I'm looking at this the wrong way then. I looked at it as usury. But there's lots. I mean, nobody's forcing them to do this.
No one's forcing them. Men are there too. I mean, there are naked men, but I guess they're not posted on ESPN.
I wasn't much interested in looking at the naked men, frankly.
Well, that's exactly. But that's the answer as to why they're not posted on ESPN and only the women are.
ESPN knows their audience, right?
Yeah,
know that.
That's the answer.
You pigs want to just look at ladies.
Yeah, busty mermaids and all.
That's the difference between men and women. Men want to look at just women. Women want to look at everybody. I don't know. Yes.
All right,
totally.
Next up on the music scene, VH1 Hip Hop Honors returning to television last night after after a six-year hiatus, this show is dedicated to the ladies. First ceremony since 2010, saluting the women of hip-hop. Veterans like Queen Latifah, Missy Elliott, Salt-N-Pepa, Lil' Kim were the honorees. Did you watch this, either of you, any of you?
I saw some of it last night. I had to go to bed, but I have it DVR'd, so I'll see the rest of it today. Yeah.
Kara, what was the music you were just playing before this tune?
It was Queen Latifah. She did a song with Dolly Parton.
Really? Could you play a little more of it? I don't know the song.
I really liked it. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I was.
Go, Kara. Too. I love it.
Yeah, this is a great song. Is it a new song? It's been around for a while.
I'm pretty sure they did a movie together a few years ago called Joyful Noise.
Yes,
Where they were both gospel singers in the church, and I'm pretty sure it's from that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, I remember that. I like that movie, frankly.
Queen Latifah is actually a really good jazz singer.
She's very talented.
She is.
Yeah, she's magnificent.
And she's a good talk show host. She does it all really well.
Very talented. All right, crank this up, Kara.
It's a good message, Jack.
Yeah. It sure is your message. Play it from the rooftops and the mountains. Just don't ask Eric Idle to sing it. 28 minutes after the hour.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Big photographic opportunities for a big smile today. Take that selfie of you with the person you love smiling and then post it someplace where you're looking at. I'm looking at one right now of me. Hopefully you got one of you. It's 34 after the hour. People that I love include Jennifer, Victoria, and I'm not sure about Kara today, but maybe.
Oh, come on.
Didn't you say something earlier about Kara a little more love?
Didn't you say something about leaving things in the past? I seem to remember you saying that earlier. And yet,
right,
you
know,
seem to be having a little bit of trouble here.
Speaking of that, something that's trending that I'm sure lots of politicians would like to have left in the past. This is a Twitter trend. Congress in the focus of its workload. Really? Republicans and Democrats are fighting about how to avoid yet another government shutdown. Summertime, they're not getting much done. The year is over. The fiscal year is over September 30th. And now Congress is going on a seven-week recess until after Labor Day. And then they only have... What are we paying these people for?
That's what I was just thinking. Who else gets 7 weeks, paid vacation?
Off. They're going to... Well, they're all running for re-election. So they're out on the stump,
Yeah.
Trying to get reelected, and so we're paying them for that. It is pretty outrageous. You're right, Victoria. And so, in the meantime, there's a short congressional resolution that they haven't even agreed on yet, I don't think. But they're leaving. Aren't they leaving today or tomorrow or something? So they got to get it done in the next 24 hours.
I thought they just got back, but yeah, I guess so.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, we had 4th of July. It was important for us to be in the districts to walk in all the parades. So people
that
see
I actually
us.
Think is okay. Coming home to be, if you're, especially if you're going to be in the community, that's all right.
Mm.
Don't you think?
Well,
but I don't know if that's necessarily time off, coming back to be in the community.
What I find so troubling is that the level of funding of the budget has to go up almost $1 trillion. I got to borrow another trillion. So by the time Obama gets out of town, the debt's going to be almost $20 trillion. When he came to town, it was $14 trillion. The last time I even remember checking was $17. All of a sudden, it's $20. And it just keeps going up. So what value is there in the dollar or money or currency or anything? Is print more. We got to have more money, so we just borrow it. So now 40-some-odd cents of every dollar that you pay in taxes goes to paying just the interest on that $20 trillion that we'll be indebted to as a country. So at least we have the ability to pay it off sort of at the moment. But we were talking earlier about Italy and Greece and Germany. And the reason the European Union is falling apart is because of all of the debt from these countries that don't know how to say no. They spend money that they don't have. They get in debt and things can't be paid off. Italians owe $400 billion. They have $400 billion in the Treasury to pay the notes, pay the debt. So what do? Just cancel it? What does that do to the value of their currency?
Right.
Or, investing in Italy as far as that's concerned. So I think there's a lot of food for thought there. Maybe you think about that as you think about who you're going to vote for. Or do you give it that much thought? Do you even think about what's going on? The whole business about, your children, your grandchildren are going to be paying this debt. Nobody paid any attention to that. They think, okay, well, we're doing all right now, so I know it's going to be okay in the future. Some point, somebody's going to pull the plug, don't you think?
Yeah, it boils down to so much of being responsible for what you take in, what you can put your name on. And I think that, there's a lot of lessons to be learned in this country. I think a lot of people learned them the hard way back in 2007 and 2008 everybody was
truly
defaulting on their, you learned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and part of it, they say, the banks try to trick you. Yeah, all that fine print, it's there for a reason. It's there to protect the person that's handing out that money. And, for us to ignore it, which I'm guilty of, I know a lot of us ignore the fine print, but we have to realize that comes back to bite you in the butt.
Well, that was part of what my court case was about yesterday, looking at a lot of fine print, a lot of agreements. And you look at that stuff and think, did I really sign that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's scary.
I know I did. When I refied my house, I flipped through those documents pretty quick because we're all on the run. And then all of a sudden,
We've been going through the world's highest paid celebrities today in various categories. Number one author in the country, in the world, as a matter of fact, is James Patterson, who made $95 million last year. I know Jennifer was going through all of the books that he's written with me, and
he's
recognized him.
So he's got the big series like The Women's Murder Club, and then he has the Alex Cross books, which started out as like, along came his, like the nursery rhyme things.
Right.
And then he's got a lot that he co-authors with people. Nicholas Sparks is pretty famous because of his work with James Patterson. I mean, really? There's...
Oh, they've worked together?
They've done a lot together. In fact,
There
was one book that I read, I can't remember where I was coming from, but when I go on vacation, I love James Patterson books because you can read them in a day. Like, you read a huge novel, they're just quick and fast, and you just get
beach or airplane book.
There was one book that I read where I was sitting on the plane sobbing. I was so embarrassed. I had tears, like mascara running. I was a mess because his book was just heart-wrenching. But most of his books are just juicy, soapy, whodunit mysteries. But he's great. Love him.
It's amazing how prolific he is. It's incredible. It's like the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. They just keep cranking them out, although he's one person.
Well,
he's even done kids' books now. I think he's done a few kids' series.
Amazing what the imagination can do. I think some of that is God-given, actually. It's almost like you sit at a typewriter and the stuff just comes out. It's almost like creating music, in a manner of speaking. Speaking of creating, news about a fabulous financial opportunity up next year. It's 41 past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order. With Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. His website is moneyanswers.com. He has the answer to a very important question that you are asking yourself, you've been asking yourself, but especially since the Brexit vote, maybe we need to focus in on what's happening with treasuries in, I mean, my lifetime and your lifetime, Jordan. I'm guessing we haven't seen anything that was any rockier than this. We've seen rocky times for sure, but this is one for the record books.
It is, Doug, really. We have the lowest interest rates ever in our in modern times, basically. This last week, the 10-year U.S. Treasury went down to 1.3%. The 20-year Japanese Treasury went to minus 1%.
How do you do that?
20 years.
How is that?
No, you're going to lose money for 20 years. That's just really, really crazy. So interest rates have been plummeting around the world since the Brexit vote. To me, it's really a sign of deflation. Prices falling, the world getting slower, and I think it's going to continue to have incredibly low interest rates, not only on long-term treasuries, things like the 10-year treasury, but short-term stuff, bank accounts, CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, zero. And you're going to continue to get zero as far as the eye can see, basically.
Yeah. All right. So in this circumstance, in this environment, when you're not getting anything out of your saving account, your money funds, CDs, all of this stuff is a problem. There is an investment for an investor who wants to earn a decent yield. This is really quite phenomenal. The commercial real estate income funds. Explain, please.
Correct. So Yeah, commercial real estate income fund is a way of earning a very secure 8% yield over 1 year. You get monthly checks, which you can either take if you like. If you want to reinvest them, put them back into the fund, you know, that works fine as well. Your listeners can find out about these things at a kind of educational website, which is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. There's also a phone number, 888-444-2102. So this is what they do, Doug. These commercial real estate income funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing properties, build new ones, somehow adding value to existing commercial properties. Could be like a shopping center, could be an apartment building, assisted living, some kind of commercial property one way or the other. Now, unlike the stock market, which has been wildly volatile, plunging and soaring, you know, in the last week or so here, real estate does not fluctuate in value hardly at all. So your holdings of the fund really do not go up or down at all. The minimum to hold these things is 18 months. After that, you can get your money out, you know, whenever you like. And you can keep your money in as long as 10 years. And another thing about this, you can do this inside an individual retirement, an IRA, whether a Roth or traditional, and you can do it outside an IRA. So you can do it both ways. So, you know, that's the kind of thing I think a lot of people are looking for. They don't want to be in this wild roller coaster here, and getting 8% instead of zero is a pretty good deal.
When we started talking about this, one of the first calls that I got, first questions, is there a minimum investment? Is there, do you put $100, $1,000, $10,000? What's required if, in fact, you decide you want to have this secure 8% investment?
The minimum is $25,000, because, you know, there's a lot of paperwork involved in doing it, but it's $25,000. But unlike other things, there are no fees or commissions whatsoever. So the way it works is the managers of the fund have such confidence they're going to do well that they only get paid after you get your 8% as an investor. So the management fees are kind of on top of which is what I call a preference yield. You get it first. And there are no commissions. You know, if you go get an annuity or an insurance policy or a mutual fund or something, a broker's going to charge you a commission of some kind. And say you have a mutual fund, they're going to do an annual management fee. So even if the fund does badly, you pay them to lose your money. That's not a particularly good deal.
Yeah, right.
So
exactly.
No commissions or annual management fees of any kind, which means that 100% of what you invest gets invested in the fund. So right from there, you're off to a good start.
But speaking of percentages, only 70% of the required investment comes from the investors. The value of the property, 70%, you're lending money, or these people are sending money to these developers after they have an appraisal, and it's only 70% of the total value, right?
That's like a safety, what I call the equity cushion. That's correct.
Yeah,
so
right.
The chance of it going down is almost nil when you've got that kind of a safety cushion there, yes.
All right.
And on top of that, you also get a quarterly profit sharing as well. So it's 8% is the basic. You probably will get a little bit more than that as well.
Commercial Real Estate Income Funds.com, plural, Commercial Real Estate Income Funds.com, or call them at 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. Our thanks to Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. His website again is moneyanswers.com.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, here we are back in Moldy Oldie Central. It's 53 past the hour. The theme for our movie moments segment from Charlie's Angels, the TV show, and the movie, same theme, Cheryl Ladd, who played one of the angels, having a birthday today. What would she be now, about 70-something, Chucker?
No, 64.
64.
Yeah, she looks great. She was my favorite angel, Doug.
She was in what way?
I thought Farrah Fawcett was the blonde.
Well, they were all blonde.
When Farrah Fawcett left the series, she replaced her. Wound up doing 87 episodes, which is the second longest run for an angel on that show behind Jacqueline Smith.
Why did Farrah Fawcett leave?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think she left because she wanted to do some theatrical films. I think that's the reason. I don't know if it was a money dispute or she wanted more money. I'm not quite sure.
I don't think that worked out too well for her, did it? How many movies did she do that you can remember?
Yeah, she didn't do a lot. But I like Cheryl Ladd on that show. I remember when she came on in the opening credits in a bikini. I think I was about 11 years old. I knew I was a straight male at that point.
It worked out.
I think it was the same reaction you had when you saw Ethel Merman on the big screen.
No, I know. Like it was.
Chucker.
Okay, boom, boom. All right, well, Chucker had a nice career going. He's been on this program longer than anybody else until today. All right, Chucker has movie news for us in a moment.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love, because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target, so you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
56 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Yesterday when I was driving down to Newport from Los Angeles, Chuck, I was listening to a couple of talk radio programs, and they were both focused on Leslie Jones not being able to get, you see how heavy hitting these shows were, not being able to get a dress for the Ghostbusters premiere because she's too big. And then a designer named Christian Siriano came up and did a dress for her. I didn't realize she was so, how does it sound if I say she's so old? She's 48.
Is she really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. How old
she's
is
younger than that.
McCarthy.
Yeah,
how old would you say McCarthy? Mid-40s? How old is she?
Early 40s, right?
Is she?
I'm not even sure. I was going to say right around 40.
All right. So Ghostbusters will be in the theaters on the 15th. What your expectations are changing because the reviews are getting better, yes?
Well, I predicted it would be a good film. The reviews came out the other day, and they're like 80% positive on RottenTomatoes.com, and Universal has to be breathing a sigh of relief because it was so much really unprecedented, nasty social media backlash against that film. And I think if the reviews did come out negative, this film would have really flopped. But I think it's going to actually have a better opening weekend than predicted. It was tracking at around a $50 million opening weekend. I'm going to predict it's going to do $60 million plus.
Really?
Yeah, I'm actually excited to see it now. I'm going to see it probably Thursday at the 7 o'clock show. Like I said, at my local community theater, we booked it. We book a genre film once in a while. I got a good feeling that it'll attract a solid crowd.
Really? All right, so that's that. What else in movie news?
Javier Bardem, best known for the villain in No Country for Old Men, in negotiations to play Frankenstein's monster in Universal's modern update of its classic movie Monsters. Tom Cruise is going to star in The Mummy, playing an archaeologist. Johnny Depp's going to play the Invisible Man. Russell Crowe, Dr. Jekyll. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson is being targeted to play the Wolfman. The idea for these characters to be in their own individual movies and then mix them into...
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.